Mayor Sherelle Parker says she's working on a plan to potentially save nearly 1,000 affordable rentals in Philadelphia. As WHYY's Aaron Moselle reports, the news comes after months of relative silence on the issue.
The units belong to neighborhood restorations and were built with the help of federal tax credits that have kept these homes affordable for decades. Those credits are expiring on a rolling basis as the company's owner seeks to sell the portfolio and retire. Angela Brooks is Philadelphia's chief housing officer. She says the administration is committed to playing a role in preserving these rentals, an effort estimated at $280 million.
I wish I had the ability to be at the 5,000 foot level where I could just say, yes, we're going to write a check and everything's going to go away. But that's just not how, as someone who'd be responsible for implementing, I don't have that ability. And so the reality of it is we have to think about who can hold these, who can do the asset management. Scattered site, mostly single family, is very challenging.
It's also unclear how much the city may invest in these properties. Brooks says the steering committee has recommended roughly $35 million over 5 years. That money would need to be paired with contributions from other partners. In the meantime, the administration is focused on finding a solution for 225 properties whose affordability restrictions have expired and that could be converted to market-rate housing. Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.